The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. That the morphology or form of many pollinators corresponds strikingly to the shape of the flowers they pollinate was observed more than 150 years ago by Charles Darwin. He described this perfect mutual adaptation of flowers and pollinators as the result of a coevolutionary process. And get this, Darwin figured this out by studying a deep-throated orchid. And long after his death, sure enough, entomologists discovered a hawk moth in Madagascar with a 22-centimeter-long proboscis perfectly fitted to pollinate the flower. Now scientists at the Max Planck Institute for Chemical Ecology in Germany have provided further proof of the famous naturalist theory. They were able to show that moths acquired the highest energy gain when they visited flowers that matched the length of their proboscis. The moths were supported in their choice of the best-fitting nectar sources by an innate preference for the scent of matching flowers. Biologists use the term pollination syndrome when they explain the amazing diversity of flowering plants and pollinators, which has emerged as a result of coevolution.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.